John, before we even get into what's going on, just for the sake of people listening around the industry to this conversation, which we recorded what'll be yesterday, we're playing this on Monday morning, we're recording it on Sunday, August 20th. Tell us about KAOI and your company, so we get an idea of from whence this is coming.
Well, we have six radio stations on Maui, including the only news, talk, and sports station on the island. So it's kind of a heavy burden for us during these times of crises to, we've got to keep up with all the local news, the breaking news, what's open, what's not, and what's going to be open the next day. And that's part of the reason why I'm here on Sunday morning. They've opened up and changed some shelter locations, so we wanted to get that out to the public as soon as possible.
From your perspective, give us the narrative of how this all came down, what you were doing, and what your radio stations did as this tragedy began to actually happen.
Well, as has been widely publicized, the state, the county emergency office did not run the sirens. And so, strangely enough, I woke up early that morning at around 2:30 smelling smoke. And I live in the upcountry area, and I had a fire about, maybe 2 miles from my home. So I woke up, didn't know about the fire being that close to the house, and immediately started to drive, get up and drive to the radio station and call the other people to come on in. So we were broadcasting what we felt and derived from other sources, the fact that the fires in the three areas on Maui were really much larger than initially felt individually. And so we were asking people on the air to really check outside, take a look, wake people up, and check what the status is of your location. And as it turned out then, finally at around 4 a.m., the emergency system alerted the EAS, which broadcasts to all the radio stations on Maui, an evacuation of upcountry. They then put out a report that the Lahaina fire was contained and no need. They didn't say no need, they just said it was contained. Hmm. We were hesitant to put that on the air, but we finally did, and then reversed ourselves about 30 minutes later when it apparently reignited and was forcing its way downslope towards Lahaina Town. At that particular point, it really became apparent that just wasn't a very localized fire, but was indeed something that really was going to impact a vast number of people. So we were on continuously with broadcasts on our news, sports, and talk station, just continuous broadcasting, and then on all of our other FM stations, our four FM stations, broadcasting every 10 to 15 minutes what alerts we did know and what aspects people needed to know. We kept that up for several hours, and then as things became apparent that this was going to be a very, very long-term issue, especially in Lahaina, we adapted and went to, on the music stations, every 15 minutes with updates. On our news talk stations, we would interrupt every moment that we had new information. And we kept that up for, 48 hours or such. And then slowly, as people went from the disaster area to what do we do as an island, we adapted so that on our music stations, we did it at the top and bottom of the hour, and our newscast station, again, as needed with updates. Then we then posted the notices on the county website and directed all of the people to go to the county website, click on that, and then later that day, we were able to put those notices on our existing websites of all of our stations. So continually, we kept on going all the way through. And as of Sunday morning, we're continuing with broadcasts at the top and bottom of the hour on our AM talk stations, and once an hour at the top of the hour with our music stations, broadcasting any new developments and rebroadcasting existing information from the county and the federal and FEMA, who has been very helpful as to where to sign up for loans, where to sign up to get money to check into hotels, and how many hotel rooms are available, and what the county and the federal government is supplying in free hotel rooms. So it's been an ongoing, ever-changing aspect. Literally every quarter hour, new events, new changes, and it's been really, really intensive to keep people informed. One of the key factors that we need to cut down on is that social media has exploded with bogus and wrong information, and we're always fighting that. We're announcing that if you're looking at events that so many people have passed away, the official total, we then give what the official total is, what the official total is of people who are unaccounted for. Social media at this point is not a reliable source of accurate and important information.
Well, that's certainly nothing new. Now with a intensified situation like this, it becomes just ever more apparent the weaknesses of social media as being a main source of news for people. So maybe this will maybe one of the positive things to come out of this is that it'll further illustrate how important it is that the platform be vetted and that people have confidence that the news and information they're getting is honest and accurate, or as accurate as can be. Is your broadcasting complex, where all these stations are located, right near the fire or away from the fire? Has the fire created any kind of obstacle to your operations?
The only one that our remote studio location near Lahaina is unavailable. We can't reach it. We can't do any reports from that. But in light of everything else, all of our stations stayed on the air. All of our stations, including our 8 translators. If anyone is familiar with Maui, they know that we have 2 large mountain ranges, Haleakala and also the West Maui Mountains. So on the Lahaina side, we have translators and boosters of our FM stations and translators on our AM stations, mostly from the island of Lanai, which is untouched by the fires, broadcasting back into West Maui, Kaanapali, Lahaina, and such. So we've been important in that area. We're the only radio group on this island that has 100% coverage of the entire island. So that puts an added incentive in us to give out not only information, but carefully verified, correct information.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk lately, and it's interesting this happens right in the middle of it, about the pertinence of radio. Radio just celebrated its first 100th, years, and some people say it's on the way out, and the AM radio in cars issue talks about radio as being not only an important cultural entity, but a safety entity. This certainly is showing it. As a very seasoned, experienced broadcaster, because I know there are no numbers out yet to indicate anything, do you feel that this crisis and your rising to the occasion in Maui to service the people, that this has resulted in an increased audience? Do you feel, just from whatever measure, yardsticks you have, even if it's your intuition, that you have a very large audience tuning in right now because of the situation relative to the normal times?
Oh, absolutely. Given the fact that take our AM station, that we're the only AM news and talk station on the island, people know from our 40 years of existence here that we're the station group to go to when there's important immediate news to go on, be it local, be it national, even being international. During 9/11, as an example, we were on the air 24 hours a day with our network feeds from CBS, at that point NBC Radio, with news even on the attacks. And then when the island shut down with no airplanes leaving or arriving, it was important that the Maui audience knew that there was a world outside that was returning to some degree of normal, and that it was an attack on those specific locations, and that other cities and their relatives on the mainland were safe.
John, are you and your staff feeling personally and professionally invigorated by this? I mean, you don't think of Maui as a place where there's, you know, a lot of stress and urgency, although being there, you know, all the local issues, obviously, and wherever there are people, there are issues. But how has this affected you and your staff personally?
Well, I have a seasoned staff here. Jack Gist has been with me for 35 years. Cindy has been with me for all those years. I have a crew that's been through a lot. As I said, COVID, 9/11, all sorts of things, including when we do have more localized fires and we have to do traffic reports that you can't drive to a certain area. The roads are blocked, landslides. We've been through a Niki hurricane, which dealt a slight blow to us. But at that point, I was also involved with Kong Radio on Kauai, and that was important. So we're all kind of, I don't know what the word is, each person is affected differently. But I've got a strong group of people who are broadcasters, who think first of getting to the station if they're not there at that particular point, and how do we serve the public? How do we get accurate information to the public? And I'm really, really proud of our staff.
Anybody on your staff personally actually impacted by this fire? Anybody's home lost? Anybody physically harmed?
No, strangely enough, one of our staff members had moved the month before from Lahaina over to the other side of the island. We did lose our auxiliary studio in the Lahaina area, totally burnt down, but that was for voice tracking that we did during COVID that we needed, and we hadn't been using it for a while. We lost that, and we don't know what the status is. We've got one person who we've heard from, a relative who was doing some work for us over on the Lahaina side, that they're okay, but we have not, because cell service is out, been able to talk to that person directly. But we feel secure with the information that we did receive from a friend that they're okay. They're just not able to communicate with us.
John Detz, owner, president of KAOI Radio in Maui. You and your staff are an inspiration to all the rest of us in radio. And you are a wonderful model example of just how important radio can be. I thank you for taking the time in the middle of all this. You're working on a Sunday. We're playing this on a Monday. I thank you for taking the time and joining us and sharing this experience with our readers in the industry.
Aloha. Thank you.